Well, approaching midday, the Aussie share market is trading around the flat line. It was actually quite a strong start, a fair bit of enthusiasm with the ASX 200 up around 1% on the open. We've seen the market just fade back in the couple of hours since that particular moment. But we had a pretty strong lead in from Wall Street. The major US indices higher by at least 1%, led by the tech-heavy NASDAQ. We do, of course, have a little bit later today as well, the RBA meeting for the month of July. No surprises expected with rates likely to stay on hold, record lows of a quarter of 1%. What we have really seen at the moment is a number of sectors turning red locally. We had all broad-based buying very much early on in the day. A number of weights coming through, particularly from the energy sector. Santos and Woodside both down more than 1%. CSL also weak around that 1% mark, weighing on the healthcare sector. Financials softer as well, with the big four banks going from positive and turning negative as well. Doing some of its best to really offset those particular losses and to try and keep the broader market afloat is the performance in the mining space. So iron ore actually slightly weaker in overnight trade. Still, our major iron ore players up quite strongly today. Fortescue Metals really standing out, up around the 5% mark. BHP, Rio Tinto up around 3/4 to that 1% mark. St. Barbara, which is a gold miner, came out with some production numbers a bit earlier this morning. And those particular numbers were quite impressive, slightly better than what the market was really expecting. So St. Barbara shares up 8%. Tech stocks also doing quite well, similarly to what we saw over in the US. So some of the bigger local tech names, the likes of accounting software firm Xero, up around 1.8%, WiseTech closer to 3% higher, and also Altium up about 1.5%. Our largest listed tech stock, Afterpay, is currently in a trading halt, though. So it announced this morning it's looking to raise about $800 million from shareholders, about $650 via institutional holders, and then the remaining $150 from retail shareholders via share purchase plan. That's basically going to be used to fund their global expansion. Also, the fact they've announced that they will be looking to expand into Canada early FY21. Also announced this morning were it was news that the co-founders, both Anthony Eisen and Nick Molnar, looking to sell down about 4.1 million units in total. That's approximately $250 million or so in value for their shareholder, for their, those particular shares. Afterpay also releasing some sales numbers for the June quarter and the financial year. Some strong numbers again, a record quarterly performance for the June quarter, $3.8 billion in underlying sales, bringing its full year financial year numbers to $11 billion, which is more than double in FY19. Active customers also more than doubling compared to this time last year at 9.9 million customers. Another buy now, pay later provider, much smaller in size compared to Afterpay, is Sezzle, mainly operating out of the US and Canada, up about 13% today. They also announced a sales update, second quarter or June quarter numbers for them, about $188 million, equivalent here is about 273 million Aussie, up more than 300% on the same time last year in Aussie dollar terms. A big lift in their customers and merchants as well. So Sezzle, quite a decent performance today. The Aussie dollar also pushing high. It was closing in on the 70 US cent mark at one stage. It's currently hovering around 69.75 US cents.